Hello, this is Mokshni again reporting in from Adistana in the UK on day 5 of the European Chairs Assembly. So there's about 40-45 chairmen and chairwomen of many of the Triratna Buddhist centres across Europe assembled here, from Valencia and Barcelona in Spain to Berlin in Germany, Dublin in Ireland, and many of the Buddhist centres in the UK. And with me is Ratna Ghosha, who's the chair from the Cambridge Buddhist Centre.
Hello.
This morning, he gave a presentation entitled One Sangha. Ratna Ghosha, what led you to give a little talk on this topic?
Some of us from the chair's executive who planned the chair's meetings were talking about the international urban retreat. And we noticed that there was a certain tension between the retreat element and the international element of the international urban retreat. The retreat element is encouraging people to go inwards, to leave behind their smartphones and tablets and computers as much as possible. The international element, on the other hand, is encouraging people to look outwards and to look to the movement worldwide. So this led us to think that we wanted to, for the sake of discussion at least, split these two elements and give some thought to how to further the international element of the international urban retreat. We will discuss the retreat element separately later.
And I gather that over the next year there are a couple of significant anniversaries coming up in the Triratna calendar.
Yes, there's a real opportunity for us to really celebrate and promote the Triratna community worldwide as one Sangha with the 60th anniversary of the mass conversions in India. It happened in October 1956. And next year, 2017, is the 50th anniversary of the founding of Triratna Buddhist Community, or Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, as it was then in 1967. So these are two major events for Triratna worldwide, which we hope many, many centres worldwide will celebrate.
Those two are really quite significant occasions to celebrate and promote and become aware of Triratna worldwide. And then lastly, there was also some talk this morning of, in a way, using these celebrations to start having an annual Triratna worldwide event that would continue, you know, well into the future.
Yes, there's an idea to take what is Triratna Day, which is celebrated in some centres and some regions, and turn that into an international festival to promote and celebrate the Triratna Buddhist community worldwide as one Sangha. And we were discussing and talking about how we might do this, and there are all sorts of ideas of how we might do it. But the main point really is that we should do it. As I say, to promote and celebrate the Triratna Buddhist community worldwide, to give a sense to people in local centres and groups of how big Triratna is and the spread of Triratna, to celebrate our expansion. You know, all the time there are new groups and sometimes new centres developing, and developing in areas where some of us might not realise. So we wanted to give some emphasis to that, but also looking into the long-term future to think about having a festival that really celebrates our origins and celebrates our founder, Bhante Sangharakshita, well into the future when they've faded from living memory, as it were. So setting up things with a kind of historical perspective about the future, as it were. Setting up things so that we really celebrate our worldwide movement well into the future.
That sounds really exciting, and I mean, for now this is all just in discussion and in process, but we'll watch this space and see what comes of it. Thank you very much, Ratna Ghosha, for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Mokshni.